Dr. Smalley, if you would tell us what led up to this decision of retirement on January 31st.
Yeah, really a lot of prayer led to this. It's just a season of life when I'm talking to other people, my mentors, and all of them reiterated, no one ever on their deathbed said, I wish I would have worked one more day of my life. I wish I would have worked one more month of my life. I'm in great health right now. I think I still got my wits and my brains to me. And so I've given 32 years, almost 32 years to this career. I have a skill set that I want to see if I can dabble with and bring some value and worth to leadership levels. Huge believer in public ed, always. And that won't stop. A lot of great stuff in Rock Hill that are still yet to be mined. You know, the jewels are out there. Let's go get them. And it was evident to me that maybe another leader needed to take us to the next step. I was brought here to change culture. I think I did that. And so my wish, my desire is the next leader comes in, builds upon that. I hope I left it better than I found it. And I hope the next leader comes in and when they leave, he or she leaves it better than they found it. So again, a lot of prayer, but I'm going with joy in my heart. I think that's the key. It's a good time for me. I have a lot of energy left. It's just going to be redirected to a little different vision, more so on the coaching side and development side than dealing with all the ins and outs of public ed.
Do you plan on staying in town? Like, will you be around this area?
Yeah, for the short term, definitely. Short term, couple years, yes. Eventually, I'll branch out, probably. But, yeah, this is my home. It's been my home since 93. And so, you know, won't be surprised if I'm in this audience one day or even standing at a podium being a public participant. Again, we just have so much to give here, and I want to keep pushing that out there, that this is a place to come.
Do you have one particular story or one fond memory that you want to share before we wrap it?
You know, I always go to kids, and I use this illustration a lot, but what the leader in me showed me is when even a third grader can tell you his goal, right? I want to be a dental hygienist. Here's what it's going to take to get a third grader. I didn't even know how to say dental hygienist as a third grader. That's key to me. And I kind of gave a shout out to students. I just have an awe of just what they have to deal with today compared to what you and I grew up with. I mean, the baggage they have to carry is immense. And so what they can do in the end just makes my jaw drop, right? Like you heard a student today and the things that she carries, but she's standing in front of 100 people and thousands on a stream and is reading things that she wrote about her journey. So those are the memories I take. It's more about the students and their accomplishments and helping them get to that next step is what this is all about.
Any advice or parting words that you have for the board, the principals, the leadership?
Yeah, I think I said most of it in other private meetings. Just my belief in them. I think Mr. Clark said it best, you know, I lead with heart and that's how I speak and that's how I always speak. Very proud of our principals. That job is immense. And I know we have educator for a day and I stress, come see what principals do. Spend a day with them. Tough job, probably the toughest job in the district. Mine is a lot more political. Theirs day-to-day is tough. They're there to support the teachers. And so my word of encouragement is, I gave that to even tonight, is lead with confidence, be bold, be brave, and do what's best for kids.
Well, it's been a pleasure
knowing you,
we can't wait to see what is in store next
Me
and
too.
See you around.
Me too, with joy in my heart.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Right.